So just one quick point on the last Mishnah. Last Mishnah said that a Shvuas Shav, Yechayiv Bezodin Makis, but on the Shagig Yepater. And what do we say a Shvuas Shav is? If someone makes a Shvua, let's say that he's not going to do a mitzvah. Now we said earlier in Mishnah Vav, we said there's no such thing as making a Shvua on a mitzvah. Either that you're going to do it or you're not going to do it, because you're Moshpah V'aymit. What does that mean? That means that at the end of the day, if you did it b'shegig, you're going to be pater. That ain't a chanami. There's no such thing as making a shvua. But if someone violates a shvuas shav, he makes the shvua, and then he violates it b'mezid, he's still going to get makis. So you will get makis for going against the shvuas shav, for going against the shvuas shav. So now let's go into Mishnah Tas. Shvua sh'oichel kikarzu. If someone makes a shvua that he is going to eat a loaf of bread, shvua sh'loichelenu, he makes a shvua that he's not going to eat it. So he makes both. He says, I'm going to eat it, and then he says, I'm not going to eat it. So he has a problem, because the first shvua he said he's going to eat it. Now he can't swear that you're not going to eat it. You already made a shvua to eat it. So Rishayna shvua's bita. The first shvua is a shvua's bita. Vashniya shvua's shav. The second shvua that he's not going to eat it is a shvua's shav, because you mechayiv to eat the loaf of bread, because you made a shvua. So what happens? Achla, if you ate the bread over al shvua's shav, you're still going to be over al shvua's shav. Meaning, because you did it with mezid, so you're going to get makis, making a shvua's shav. Lo yachla, if you didn't eat it, now you're over al shvuas bitay, now you're going to be over on a shvuas bitay and on a shvuas shav. So you're going to be over on both shvuas, so you may as well eat it. Mishnah Yud. Shvuas bitay. Shvuas bitay, neheges ba'anoshim, uvenoshim. It's noyeg sai by men, sai by women, berachaykim, uvekraivim, whether it's relatives or non-relatives. So it's naig by relatives or non-relatives. Now these dinim are obvious. The Mishnah is just saying these dinim because in the next Mishnah we're going to see that there are chalukim. So therefore our Mishnah starts off saying it's naig by men, by women. Whether you make the shvua about a relative or a non-relative, so I say I will give something to a relative, I will not give it to a relative. It's irrelevant whether the person's related or not. B'ksherim uvepsulim. It's naig whether people are kosher to testify, or whether people are not kosher to testifying. B'fnei bezdin, v'shalei b'fnei bezdin. It makes no difference whether you made the shvua in court or you made it out of court. Mipi atzmai. It's only noyig if you made the shvua on your own. Not that someone said, swear to me that you didn't eat, and he says yes. That's not a shvuas bitay. That's not called a shvuas bitay. Shvuas bitay is he has to make the shvua on his own. He has to make the entire shvua on his own. And what's the din by shvuas bitay? V'chayev and al zdein makis. We said if you do it b'mezid, you ever b'mezid, you chayev makis. V'ashigin gosan, karbin oil b'yarid. Someone did it b'mezid, has to bring a karbin oil b'yarid. Have a good day.